And that's what we do this Sunday morning. Every year before Thanksgiving, we have an opportunity to stand. You do. And we want you to imagine this morning, He is here, God is here, but we want you to imagine that you're actually even addressing the Lord in front of others who will bear witness and just share the wonderful things that God has done. Now, this is an election year, so I'm going to ask you not to be overtly political, just in case somebody disagrees with you, because we may have some people who don't like certain things that happen politically. So instead, we're going to just say, you know, we thank the Lord for various things that happen. And there are a lot of things. Every year it seems that out of the mouths of babes come some of the most wonderful things. I want to start this morning by sort of setting your mind for what we're going to be having go on here in both of these microphones in a few minutes. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 100. I think it's wonderful that God gave this psalm such a nice round number, because it is certainly one of the most memorable. I'm sure that many of you have memorized this psalm. You know some parts of it, at least. It is a psalm, it says, of thanksgiving. That's part of the inspired record. In other words, at the top of your psalms, you will sometimes see a short statement about the psalm. That was part of God's inspired revelation. And so this reads, a psalm of thanksgiving. And this is what I read. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Now, I know we've just been singing, but I thought that as a backdrop, like, have you ever watched, I think he actually has passed away, but do any of you remember the Happy Little Painter, the man on television? What was his name? Bob Ross? Bob Ross is not here this morning. He's not feeling well. That's our Bob Ross. But, you know, if you ever watched it, I was always amazed. If you turned on that program and you saw his finished work, you almost thought it was like a photograph. It was so beautiful, and yet it was kind of mystical and wonderful. But if you watched at the beginning, it was like he took a house paint brush, you know, and he was going like this, slopping the backdrop on, and you would think, nothing good will really come out of that, nothing specific, and yet it did. But I think that this morning, if we're going to have a wonderful time of sharing our thanks to God, we need to start where this psalmist finished. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Now, I'm going to just wander to the piano, and you're going to stand. Now, this is the cue. Would you stand, and I want you, y'all know you've been standing, but I want you to sing. Can I get some help here? There we go. Let's sing this together and get ready to share.
Praise my faith, oh God, my Father, there I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Heavenly Father, that is our song from our hearts to you. In the last year, Father, you have painted a beautiful picture of faithfulness in each of our lives. And many times, Lord, we, like those lepers that Jesus healed, we have wandered on our way. We have not come back to say thank you. This morning, Lord, we are your lepers that have been healed. We are not silent. We want to shout. We want to sing of your faithfulness to us. And that is what this day is for. Father, may this be a sweet savor, an aroma that is delightful to you from hearts that praise your name alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. And now here's the rules for this morning. You don't get any lunch if you don't share. No, I'm just kidding. That was not true. Lunch comes after the sharing time. And what I want you to do is you can come down to the front, and if you'll just line up on both sides here. So if you'll just come and stand, and then we're going to go back and forth so that everybody can have an opportunity to share. If you want to tell your life story, please do the Cliff Notes version. We don't have time for everything, but we'd like you to share. So now, the hardest ones are the first ones. So, HB, are you standing? Hannah, come here. I'll give this to you, and you can go first, and then...
I'm thankful for my family.
Who is your family?
Well, the four main people that I'm thankful for, well, maybe five. My mom, Scott, my dad, Zoe, Mothrup, and Alexis.
Okay, thank you. Now, you know, I was thinking whoever's number five just made it in. Yeah. It was close. Oh, I'm not going to say that. Go ahead, Julian. Come on down. Just come down while people are sharing.
One of the advantages of going first or close to first is I get to go sit down and listen to all of y'all. So there's so much to be thankful for. It's hard to choose, but certainly I'm thankful for my family, my wife Mary, and my three daughters. In fact, our youngest Kelly just arrived from Missouri this last night, and she's here this morning. And I'm thankful for their husbands, and I'm thankful for my three grandkids. There's other family members I'm thankful for that I thought about what I wanted to share this morning, and those are my brothers and sisters that are part of the persecuted church. Maybe several weeks ago you heard about a ministry called Voice of the Martyrs, and I'm thankful that Phil introduced that ministry in Cal Elliott and the members of the Missions Committee introduced me to Voice of the Martyrs. And I've gotten to know my brothers and sisters in Christ in those countries where they're not free to worship like we are. And I wonder what they would share this morning. It might be similar to us, but in some cases they've lost family members for their stand for Christ. And I've learned so much about their faith and their passion for Christ, their devotion to Him amidst just tremendous suffering. And I know many of you know their stories too. And it's challenged me in my faith when I think about things that are difficult for me. They're nothing compared to what my brothers and sisters in Christ are experiencing in other countries. And someday I will be able to see them be in heaven with our Heavenly Father and their Savior, and have all things restored to them a hundredfold as our Savior promised. And so again, I'm thankful for their lives and their love for Christ and the fact that our body can be a part of their ministry and have a part with them. So thank you.
And, you know, it's interesting, right outside the door, a lot of you, as you're standing in line today before you go in and pig out, are going to see the display for the persecuted church. It's a beautiful display. There are materials there. You'll want to look at that. Thank you, Julian. Go ahead, Cal. Do you want to say anything about that, too?
No. One of the other advantages of going early is you can talk as long as you want, and everybody has to wait.
And next? No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Is that enough?
Now, I want to tell you how thankful I am to God for His compassion, His mercy, His healing for me this year. 2016 was a big year of health issues, namely heart. And God was faithful. His faithfulness was so great. And morning by morning, I did see new mercies from Him. And all that I needed, His hand did provide. And great is His faithfulness. Every morning morning started at midnight. And if you've ever been in the hospital, you know you don't really sleep much in the hospital. But I could be still and know God was with me and know that He is God. And I had lots of you praying for me, family members praying for me, Bible studies praying for me. And I could feel that He was with me. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And I could feel it. I thank you for your prayers. I thank God for His mercy, for His healing, for His support. And I thank my wife, Jan, for being there by my side the whole time. And she was never quite sure what the outcome was going to be early on. But here I am, testimony to God's faithfulness. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Kathy Porter, Dave Porter's sister. And I'm visiting from Ohio while our mom is recovering from triple bypass surgery. But I've been waiting 3 years to do this. February 7th, 2013, doctors discovered that I had stage 2B cervical cancer. My brother and his wife reached out to you and asked for prayer. On July 1st, 2013, the cancer was eradicated, and I have been cancer-free now for 3 years, and I want to thank all of you for your prayers and for God's constant guidance. Thank you.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Noah?
I thank you for loving from George's sister, and I hope that then the other thing for is my daddy, and I thank you so much for joining up with Evan today, and thanks for you for I love Graham so much from my dad. Love so much. Thanks.
Thank you, Noah.
For the last couple of days, I've kind of been wondering what I would say, but this morning I just asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say, if anything. And the word faithfulness, His faithfulness came to me. I just celebrated my 75th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And as you get older, you get more thankful than the fact that I'm standing here. I just thank God for that. But more than that, you have a perspective on life that you don't have when you're young. Because I've been there and done that. And when I was young, I was just looking to the future. I didn't have a clue what it would be. And the fact that I'm here for 75 years, I'm very thankful for that. But even more so, I've been a believer in Christ for just over 43. And during those years, I've been very, very conscious of His presence with me. And the God of angel armies is standing by my side. And that's a refrain that's just kind of been going on from Cal and others. And I can tell you, as an old fogey, that it is really true. Because there are so many times, well, we all, you know, we can do it in our strength, and you just, you know, you're running, you're doing whatever you want. But then, in an instant, you realize how vulnerable and weak and unfaithful we are, that I am. And how God could love me with the things that I do or don't do or think or whatever, and just forget that He's there, but He is always by my side. And I guess the point that I want to make this morning is I am so thankful that He is faithful. He has been by my side from the beginning when I was born. Even when I didn't believe in Him, He was there, drawing me to Himself. And as I stand now as a person with 75 years experience, there's nothing more wonderful than walking with Christ and knowing His faithfulness. And I hope that each of you can have that experience.
Thanks. And I have it on, this is actually latest scientific news. 75 is the new 65. So give yourself 10 years. Hi, what's your name?
Ella Lovett.
Say that one more time.
Ella Lovett.
Ella?
Lovett.
Lovett, okay. Why don't you share with us? What do you want to say thank you to God for?
God is our only... He is our only one who can praise us, and we can praise Him back from what He did to us.
Amen. Thank you very much. Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
Good to see you.
That's a tough act to follow, that one. Your faces look different from this side of the pew.
So does yours.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say how old I am, but I'm 5 years older than that guy was. And about 10 years ago, I don't know if it was the exact date, but 10 years ago, my wife and I came to this church for our first time. And we said, that's it. I have had 5 heart procedures. 2 of them were triple bypasses before this year. And then this year I had my 6th. So they gave me a pacemaker that they say is good for 15 years, even if I die. So it may be around longer than I am. But I also had cancer this year, one that took my father to the grave 50 years ago. In the last 50 years, they've come up with, it's no longer a big deal. I know that there's 3 or 4 guys in this audience that, at least, that have gone through the treatment that I went through. And I'm thankful that I'm still here. About 3 or 4 years ago, well, let me back before that, we were in a small group, and it was a great small group. It was so great that it got so big that it wasn't a small group anymore. And I don't know how many groups have come out of that small group, but I know at least 2 have. And my wife and I have stopped attending the small group, the one that got so big, about 3 4 years ago, and we were out of a small group for that time, up until this year. Brian and Ty Flynn, I hope that's their last name.
That is.
I'm getting forgetful, by the way.
What was your name again? I'm just kidding.
Don.
Don.
But Brian and Ty started a small group, and we are very, very thankful that they did, and we got back into a small group. And I'm thankful that the Lord placed on Brian's heart to do that, to lead that group. That's what I'm most thankful for, over and beyond all those trips to the hospital. But I don't spend all my time in the hospital. But I'm glad that I'm here today. I'm glad you're here today. And thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Don. You can pass that off. We're glad you and Maxie are here. Go ahead.
I can't hang on to that because I shake so bad it'll go flying and I'll put out one of your eyes. And I'm 41, if we're going to start talking about how old.
Everybody going to be, you know, there are going to be a lot of people heading back to their seat.
Anyway, I was thinking, like, about a year ago, I found life to be very monotonous. Wake up every day, go do the same job, Girl Scouts, gymnastics, Awana. And I remember thinking, I wish that my life would get shook up a little bit. I don't recommend doing that. Anyway, I've had a rough year business-wise and family-wise. And I think about other times in my life, like going through a divorce, how am I going to pay the bills, losing a job, all that. When Hannah was like 3, she was super concerned that once she went to heaven, God was going to drop her. And it's a long ways down. And I feel like that a lot. Renee pointed, I don't know the verse, but it's in John that nobody can pluck any of us out of his hand. And I told Hannah that verse, and it made her feel a lot better. But so I was in Renee's Bible study. We did the Beatitudes. You see how bad I'm shaking? That's crazy. And in that, we were supposed to memorize a verse, and she's not here today, so I could admit that I didn't memorize it. But I wanted to read it to you. See how I do. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. And I'm just very grateful for God's provision.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Carmen Gray, and I'm going to start telling you, for people who don't know me, I'm going to start this year, really hard year for me. I tried to do bad things, and if it wasn't for the grace of God, I don't will be in front of you. Mm-hmm. And he put me in the right direction with the right person, and I'm going to thankful my Lord for not just for what he did in my life, for listen to me and put every single person in this congregation who loved me and helped me. Thank you so much. Thank you for the care, for the love that you develop in this congregation, especially you, Pastor. Thank you, because if no, it wasn't for that love and that care, I don't will be here. I lost my husband, and I feel lost. And my grieving class session here helped me to find myself again with love, grace, and mercy. And Lord is teaching me, and I'm growing up little by little. And it wasn't for that love, unconditional love that just our God gave us. no one will be here at this moment. Amen. And I want to thank you, every single one of us, that for your love, thank you for your care, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell God how much I love him. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. There actually are, and I'll let you go in just a second, Charlie. There are so many here in this congregation scattered around who have been blessed. What Carmen was talking about in part is the grief share, the grief care, and that whole ministry that people who have gone through really difficult difficult times have found that God spreads out his strength again through others who are believers, who are like-minded, and who can, by God's grace, we can lift up each other. And that's wonderful. Thank you, Carmen. Charlie, you fixed up really nice today. You know, boy.
Well, one of the things I'm thankful for is no one's come along with the scissors like they've done.
Anybody have some scissors?
That's coming next. Oh, goodness. I am thankful for so many things. First and foremost would be God's grace and his faithfulness. And in a time that back in 2000, at the beginning of 2008, when I first was led here, thankful for the many folks that have walked along with me. Old 75-year-old Dave was the first one to put his arm around me and make me feel welcome and make me feel whole, helped with that process. You know, and in the ensuing years, so much, I'm thankful for the growth, the mission of this church, the making and
being,
thank you, disciples, and for Phil, for his ability to discern and make very clear the word. It has been such a marvelous experience to carry me along a path that has allowed me to walk with God and feel truly blessed. Through times of trouble, times when there were heartaches, times when dealing with a little bit of cancer, all the way to the present, and through it all, various members of small groups, my goodness, they have become my family. And to have a church-wide family is more blessing than anyone could answer for. And for the next guy coming up as well, one of my newest friends, a great motorcycle riding buddy.
Yeah, I heard you rumbling up this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't you.
No,
oh,
that
sorry.
Was somebody else. Well, that was him. It was him rumbling, waiting for Carmen's cooking. She made a turkey that's just... Wait, that's Harris's turkey. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I don't know what she's talking about, Harris.
No, it'll come out in a long run.
All right.
But I thank you for being the congregation that you are and for the Lord's blessings.
Thank you, Charles. Harris. Now, you're not going to thank God for that new motorcycle, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But my most grateful to this congregation is most of y'all know what it's been for me since October of last year. And I'm just so thankful to everybody that is welcome. I started here in January. And the love that has been spread out with everybody here, I just thank all of y'all so much. Y'all have been such a blessing to me and helped me through it all. I just can't thank y'all enough. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. That's wonderful. Come on out and introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Candy. This is my husband, Larry, and my sister, Diane, is back there. And I just want to thank God that he moved us to the great state of Texas.
Amen.
And we've been here, it's just going on a year now. And we're just thankful that we found a very good church, we feel, because we left one behind, but we feel this one has taken its place, and we're glad to be a part of it. God has given us a wonderful place to live, and we're making a good living, and we love it here.
Thank the Lord. A lot of things. I think Larry wants to say something, too.
Keep it short.
Go ahead.
All right. I got a lot of things to be thankful for. But, you know, I was born in Japan. I was an American citizen. I was adopted when I was 2 years old by a man that served in the military for 20 years. He was stationed in Japan. He was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed and Guadalcanal. He was in the Navy. And he adopted me and another boy that was my adopted brother when we were 2 years old. And I was brought to America when I was 3. And my dad brought us up the hard way. Matter of fact, we got a lot of whippings. And I came to a conclusion one time when I was 10 years old that I told my brother, you know why we were adopted? And my brother said, why? I said, because Dad hates Japs.
Oh, no.
Just last year, April 22nd of 2015, I became American citizen. About 4 months after that, I was baptized for the first time. And then we moved to Texas. And, you know, I've been always a borderline. My dad was an atheist and my mom was a Christian. And every time we moved, we always went to a church closest to our house, so be within walking distance. And, of course, I grew up a Baptist, a Methodist, Church of Christ. Now, every time we moved, I learned another religion. But, you know, as a teenager and growing up, I became like a sit-on-your-fence kind of a Christian. I cursed God when things went wrong, and then I praised Him when things got good, and things got really good. I sort of forgot about Him. And, you know, I got involved with Candy and Diane, and they're really big Christians. And they got me on the right side of the fence, so now I praise God every day. And every time I work construction most of the time, and I get up at daybreak or before that. And every time I see a sunrise, I mean, it's a new painting that God has created for us. It's a masterpiece every day, and I thank God for that. And trying to keep this short. So this is my second time in this church, but it won't be my last. And I thank you all. Bye.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Candy.
Well, hey, my main thanks for Thanksgiving this year, it's a bit of a mixed bag as from last year, because my fiance and I have been going to this church, well, that 3 or 4 months, somewhere around there, and I'm really thankful for the love and the ministry that's been preached through here. Like, we're involved with the WANA group and you know, but it's really God that's gotten me through the strength of out of the latter half of last year and into this year, because I'm not gonna lie to the congregation. I ran from God last year. I ran. Did not want anything to do with the church. Did not want anything to do with my parents' religion or what they thought. I was just like, I'm going to move from place to place with them being down here and me back up in my hometown in Indiana. And I said, I do not care what they have to say. And I moved from place to place every couple of months. And I'm like, man, it has got to get better than this. And then coming into the first part of this year in April, my fiance's father was killed in a tree cutting accident. Come to find out, around the 24th, 25th, she's pregnant with my kid. And this was after we got engaged, and I'm still wanting to be married and everything. And then it feels like there was a 1, 2, 3 punch to the gut by Satan, because what the first thing that ended up happening, my mom's mother died, my grandma, and we did the trip up to Indiana, came back down, and everything went fine. But we were through a small town in Arkansas, and all of a sudden, Dad slips a disc in his back while we're on the interstate. So we pull off into a Walmart, and we do these all sorts of like home remedies and everything, and come to find out he has a slipped disc, and one of them is cracked in his back. So he was off his feet for a little over 3 months, I guess. And then come to find out a couple of months ago that my grandmother on my dad's side has died, so I only have my grandfather left on my father's side. The thing that's kept me going, though, I've been pressing in like crazy as of recent, and God is good, and all the time God is good. But I'm just thankful for the strength and for the willpower that God has given me past these couple years to really get my head screwed on straight and to further pursue my purpose. So, thanks, guys.
You know, I couldn't help just thinking, yeah, we do sometimes. I was thinking this in the previous one, sharing here, that sometimes we have this idea, if things are working out, then we praise the Lord, and if they're not, well, you know, what have you done for me lately, God? And yet, sometimes, as C.S. Lewis so well put it, God whispers in our pleasures, and he shouts in our pain. And when our ears grow cold and tired and we're not thinking about him, then sometimes the way that we are awakened is through struggles. And when we can learn to in everything give thanks, that's when we really start understanding God. Hi, what's your name?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. What are you thankful for?
My kindergarten friend.
Yep, I'm thankful for that too.
Their names are Paxton, Billy, Mason, Cammy, and Kingston.
Thank you. That's great.
And I'm thankful for my church friends are Ella and Alexis and Caden.
Don't miss anybody. Somebody out there might be hanging on this, waiting for you. Are there any others that you're sure you don't want to miss? What was the other one?
Owen.
He made it.
And also Emmy. Oh. Emmy and Emmeline.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Patrick. You can pass that off. Go ahead. Hi, Shayla.
Hey, I'm Shayla Armstrong, and I'm thankful for the young people in this church, from young adult group, a.k.a. YAG, and down to teens and preteens. Your love for one another and just love for visitors is very inspiring. And then also your transparency and your authenticity in your faith is pretty awesome as well. We've absolutely enjoyed our time here so far. And then I'm also thankful for the leadership of this church. We were just talking about 1 Peter 5 today with the middle school, and talking about humility and servant leadership. And that's definitely what you have here. I'm just so thankful for the leaders that are here and just how they're just loving, unified, and I don't know. It's just, I'm thankful to be here.
Thank you, Shayla. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Tell them your name. Tell them your name.
My name is Emmy.
And what are you thankful for, Emmy?
I'm thankful for my mommy and my cousins.
Thank you. And that she's one of Patrick's friends.
What are you thankful for? Tell them your name and what are you thankful for?
My name is Annalisa, and I'm thankful for for Daddy and my friends.
How do you write? I'm sorry.
I'm not naming friends like Patrick. That was bold.
Yeah, boy.
My name is Daniel Mitchell, and I am thankful for this weather. Wow, isn't it amazing? Also known as wear your coat to church and then forget it day. And leave it here. Watch out. I am thankful for the teaching that we've been getting about false teachers in this church. And I want to just, guys, you know how scary it is that you take your kids to church and you hand them off to a Sunday school teacher and you don't know what they're saying? I'm thankful for the teachers in this church. I'm thankful that we have people who look to the Word of God as their ultimate source of truth. And that our children are being taught truth, not just silly platitudes and simple let's be good statements, but pointing to the Word of God as truth. I'm thankful for those who've stepped up into leadership in those roles, Julian and Denise and Gary and all the different ones who are leading our children and pointing them to the Word of God. Thank you.
Amen. You can step up. Step up there if you want to.
My name is Cliff Denny. A little over a year ago, I was looking for a church here in New Braunfels and visited New Braunfels Bible Church. When I came in, I looked at the bulletin and I saw the pastor's last name. So after the service, I came up and I said to Phil, I said, when I was in Bible college, I had a professor named, he said, what's his name, Roger? Phil's always complaining about his age and getting old. When I was in Bible college, Phil's dad brought his family to the campus a couple of times. Phil was about 6 years
no
old.
No pictures. No pictures.
So when he complains about his age, just don't listen to him. As I look back over my life, I remember the painful times. I remember losing a newborn son as a missionary in Alaska. And then I remember after 35 years of marriage, going through a divorce. And in 2010, I lost both of my parents in the same week. And then I lost my wife in 2013. Today I'm thankful for each one of those difficult, painful experiences because it's given me the opportunity to minister here at New Braunfels Bible Church. When I came here, my goal was not to do anything, but to wait and see how God would lead. And one day Rick Wynn came up and said, I understand you're a widower. I said, yes. I said, well, I'm going to stick my wife on you. So Jan came and talked to me, and then Juanette Easterly recruited me into the grief ministry. And I'm just so thankful for the friends I've met, the opportunities I've had to encourage people, and for them to encourage me. I'm very, very happy to be a part of this body, and I'm thankful for each of you who prayed for me this past year as I went through my cancer treatment. I had a follow-up. I had a follow-up with my doctor this past month or past week, and my PSA is 0.1. So the doctor says you're good to go. Thank you.
Yeah, just to follow up, you know, since God has brought Cliff here, God has been developing a ministry with Cliff, with Wynette, and with others in such a unique way of pastoral care that God uses them and uses all of them together. They're a little gang, you know, kind of a gang, a good gang. And the way that they minister to everybody, people who are going through difficult times, is a blessing to all of us. Thank you. If you're going to come and share, you want to make your way down now. And then I'm going to cut it off after a short while. So if you want to come, just go ahead and get in line right now, please.
I'm almost going to kind of echo a little bit of what Cliff was talking about because I'm kind of in a similar season, more of a season of loss and questioning and not really understanding things. There are a lot of people in this room who really, when people talk about God's faithfulness, they get it and they understand what that really means. And then there are people who are kind of like me who are in the midst of learning that. But there are probably some people in this room that haven't quite made it to that point yet. And I just want to take an opportunity to help you understand what it really means to have a God who's faithful to you. I mean, if you look at your friendships, how many of us have a friend who ignores us, stops talking to us, blames us for things that we didn't do, yells at us for no reason, and we stay friends with them? We normally don't. We typically dissolve the friendship and we say, I don't know what happened. They just stopped wanting to be my friend. But God doesn't do that. He loves us, and he stays with us, and he watches over us, and he protects us. No matter what our response is, he is faithful. And he's faithful to us when it looks like everything is crumbling. And he's faithful to us when it looks like everything is going great. The reality is, we don't know from one moment to the next if things are going to be crumbling or if they're going to be built up. We don't know. But God is faithful through all of the uncertainty. And with all the uncertainty that I've had in my life in the last 2 years and my family, with all the loss and the questions, we've lost our home. We've lost parents. We've lost family. We've lost a lot. But we stand here today knowing that God is faithful. Mm-hmm. And he's still here. And he is still guiding us one step at a time. He's not showing us the whole path, but he's making the path straight. And we're walking, sometimes blindly, but we're walking. And we're walking because he's faithful.
Thank you. I was just, go ahead and come on out. That refrain, there's an old ancient hymn that Paul quotes in, I think, 2 Timothy 3, but he ends it up with, though we are faithless, he remains faithful. And I know that, well, we're not faithless. Yeah, we all probably have our moments. But God is always faithful, and that is wonderful. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Barry Dickens, and I'm thankful for, as you kind of go through life doing the things that you do and you're working hard, the times God comes into your life and kind of gives you that redirection that you need. I'm thankful for I've recently joined the Rudy's Rowdies, which is a Friday morning group. It's been very helpful to me, and I'm very thankful for my wife. She's the perfect woman for me. And we're very proud of our son. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Robert Compton. You see me up here a lot of times, and I'm kind of the opposite of Don back there. I get to see the front of you. I don't see the back of you. So, Don, that back of your head looks really good. When I am up here, part of my spiritual well-being is to see faces and see people that are hurting, see people that are happy, see people that are just glad to be here. Sometimes I look out there and I know where everybody sits because you sit in the same place. And then when I don't see people there, like Cal, I start to wonder. So one of the things I took on was when I come up here to practice, after we get through practicing, I'll go sit in a section and I'll pray for that section because I know someone in that area is going to be hurting that day or really happy that day. And I just thank God that I'm able to do that and be a part of this church. And that's my contribution, is to be able to do that and pray for you guys. And I have a wonderful, awesome family who supports me. And I couldn't ask for anything better than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Do you want me to hold that for you?
Sure. I'm Juanette Easterly, and I want to share with you a little bit of Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and may I forget none of your benefits, Lord.
who pardons all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, who crowns me with loving kindness and compassion, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
That's wonderful. I'm going to give it. Come on, Kim.
My name is Kim Cooney. No, I'm not saying how old I am. we moved here. We actually moved to Seguin a little over 18 months ago. And we joined the church this year. We joined a small group, Barb and Terry Mullins' small group, at the beginning of the year. It's been an eventful year for us. My husband's father passed away. My grandmother passed away. As some of you know, Bruce was in the hospital for a while, a few months back. And he may not think it was serious, but it was. And the Lord brought us through that. Also this year, I'm extremely thankful that the church was open to me starting a new class in August. It was the newcomers class for women that have recently moved. Because in my life, I've moved, I don't know, I think I quit counting after 25 or 30, something like that, 11 states. So I felt like God had been preparing me for years to teach this class. And I had 11 women in my class this year, so that's 11 new families in the area. And I hope I was a blessing to them, but I know that they were a blessing to me. And I just want to encourage you, if you see a new face, reach out, because it makes a big difference. Thanks.
Thank you. And that is really a wonderful ministry. Thanks.
Good morning.
Can you give us your name and where you're from?
I'm the new guy. Gary Anderson? No. Anyway, good morning. Good to see you all. I just wanted to thank God this morning for his patience in my life. I think it's probably similar to faithfulness, but the long-sufferingness of God. Just looking back over my life and seeing how I like to do things my own way. And early on, growing up in a Christian home, and learning about the truth of the gospel and coming to faith in Christ at 11. And then as a teen, just kind of drifting away and going on my own way for many years. Kind of like to do things our own way, and I certainly do. But that God was very patient with me. While I tried, he just kind of let me do my thing, never left me, was always faithful, but patiently just waiting for me to figure out that I didn't know how to figure it out. And as a young Christian man, after I gave my life to Christ as a young married man with children, kind of starting over, trying to figure it out again. How do I be a father? How do I be a husband? How do I lead a family, of which I had no clue, really. And so the patience of God through that time, as I learned, I guess, just to trust God and to allowing God to teach me and lead me. It was tough. My sons were guinea pigs for me to learn how to be a dad, and my wife especially, how to be a Christian husband. It takes time. You don't really figure that out right away. So I'm just thankful for the patience of God, but then for the patience of my family. And they still have patience. And still, they're still like, have you figured it out yet? Let's go. No. But just loving me and being faithful to me through all those years. And just to have my sons here this morning is evidence of the patience of God. And that God never leaves us. I'm just grateful for that and for your patience with us as we're learning, all of you, and a new position here. And it's been a complete blessing. We're very thrilled to be here. But I just want to praise God for his patience in my life, even still today.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. I know, I'm sorry. When Gary first came here to join the staff, we actually put up his bio and we put up Gary Anderson. So, you know, he'll go by different names. Hi, what's your name?
Cade.
Cade, what do you want to thank God for today?
Well, I went to the pumpkin patch and got there his food.
Okay, now, I think you went to the pumpkin patch. Is that what he said? And you got food. Wonderful. What food did you get?
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, those are straight from heaven, aren't they? Yeah, that's great. Anything else?
So I picked some pumpkins, so I get one like my size, and amen.
Amen. Okay, you can go ahead. I don't know how you're going to talk.
My name is Allie Bradbury, and I just want to thank this whole body of believers. I'm a new member this year, and I want you to know that always invite people to come here, because the only reason I ever came here, and it was an answer to a 20-year prayer, was that my son-in-law was invited by one of your members to come to the Easter Passion Play, and they invited me to come with them. And I sat here, and I literally cried, because I knew that God had answered a 20-year prayer, that he would bring me to a place that really fed my heart. I have a son who's a missionary and has been for over 30 years, and missions is just really big in my life. I've been to Asia over 25 times to be involved in that ministry, and evangelism. And to find both of those things in one body of believers, and then to find a family that preaches the Word of God, just like my son does, wow, that was just incredible to me, because, you know, Dallas Theological Seminary graduate, so is he, I know. And so I really thank each one of you, because the minute a person walks in this door, and myself included, I felt loved and accepted. And that has never happened in, and I won't say how many years, in my life. So I want to praise and thank each and every single one of you for who you are and how you, what your outreach is. Thank you.
Thank you, Allie. That's wonderful. So happy that you're here, too. Hello.
Hello. My name is Darla Moore, and I am new to New Braunfels and to New Braunfels Bible Church. And I want to thank God for our uniqueness and how He uses our different personalities to minister to others. So my roof was leaking. We were renting a house here, and there was some water stains. And so we told the landlord, and this lady knocks on my door. She's in this bright pink shirt, and she's like, "Hi, I'm here about your roof." I'm like, "What? You're a girl?" Right? And so she comes in with her happy, bubbly self, and I don't know if you've ever moved, but it's hard to find a church when you move, because there are so many false teachers, and you do have to leave your kids behind, and you don't know what they're being told, just like some of the other things that have been said. And we had attended a few churches, and I'm kind of at a point in my life where I could go to probably any Bible preaching believing church and be good and find a place. But I have a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 2-year-old who are still needing more than just any Bible-believing church. So we had attended a few, and they clearly weren't happy. Thank you. And so I was kind of, you know, you go online, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go. And so this lady in this pink shirt shows up at my house, and she does her thing and plops herself
literally plops herself on my stairs and is filling out some paperwork, and we get to talking because she is her perfect, lovely self. And there have been other, like, workers in and out of my home, but nobody plopped themselves on my stairs and had a decent conversation with me and looked in my eyes and told me that they were glad that I was in New Braunfels and invited me to church. So I'm just grateful that she plopped herself on my stairs that day and invited me because, again, echoing some of the things that have been said, I love it here. Rick greeted me as we walked through the door, and I just, like, I wanted to fall into him. He felt like he was comfortable to fall into, you know, like Santa Claus or something.
You can get lost,
you know,
in that beard, though.
I mean, just the warmest, friendliest guy, you know, and there's other faces that I recognize and people who have made us feel welcome and or made me feel welcome. I can only speak for myself. So I'm going through the new member class, and it just feels like home, which is really difficult when you're in a new place. Even our house here, my son and I were talking about, it doesn't really quite feel like home yet there. But when I'm here, I'm home, and I thank each and every one of you for that.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Darla. All right.
My name is Judy England, and I just want to thank the Lord for His Word. On February 1st, I wrote it in my Bible, so I would never forget it, at like 2 a.m., I was on my knees before God just crying because I was going through some really difficult times. And He took me to Proverbs 3:3, and it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." And that verse has gotten me through many difficult situations this past year. Just with the busyness of life, we sometimes get so caught up that we get angry with people, we get upset, we're not happy, we think things aren't going the way they're supposed to. And He brings that verse to mind so often, "Let love and understanding never leave you." And I'm so thankful for His Word that He can bring that to comfort you when you're going through those times. And I'm just thankful for His Word.
Thank you. You want to bring it up? Here we go. Go ahead.
I'm usually not this red-faced because I'm not really comfortable with public speaking, but I felt compelled when you had said that people need to show thanks. And something happened to me that there's probably more than one of you in this audience that are going to relate to what I'm about to say. But this word behind me was not only my grandmother's name, but it's the thing that keeps me going from day to day. At the age of 15, I started smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol. And I would say that probably for 30 years, I smoked at least a pack a day, and I drank a pack of beer a day. And never got a DWI, thanks to the grace of God. Didn't get cancer, thanks to the grace of God. Never hurt anybody, thanks to the grace of God. But I want to tell you what happened one day. My favorite verse is Luke 1:37. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And I really wanted to quit drinking, and I wanted to quit smoking, but I knew I couldn't quit smoking and I couldn't quit drinking at the same time because I'd fall back on one or the other as a crutch for what I was giving up. And one day I went out to my favorite spot outside and I had a talk with God, and I said, "God, I know with You nothing's impossible. I'm going to give You 100% of my belief that You can take this away." And this is where the grace of God came in. When I woke up the next day, I never remembered drinking one drop of alcohol. I never remembered what it tasted like. I never remembered a hangover, my experiences. It was like He did spiritual surgery to me in my sleep and took it away. Gone. Forever. Don't have to problem being around it. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't make me feel weak. Doesn't make me feel tempted. But I just want you to know that the one thing to take away from this is you have to be 100% committed here before He'll be 100% committed here. So just remember that. Give it all up. Don't hold any for yourself, and He'll give it all back to you. And I'm glad I started coming to this church. I feel like this man feeds us all. Thank you for your time.
Good to see you. Thank you. Well, in just a moment, we're going to have a closing song, and then I'm going to dismiss you. But I get to say thank you to the Lord. A church like New Braunfels Bible Church doesn't just happen. God does a work in everyone's heart in a different way. But in specific, God actually does use leaders. And the leaders of this church are the elders of this church. And God has blessed, even if you may not even know the elders of this church, but they have had a remarkable influence on the life of this church. Ray Clinton, Dick Helms, Robert Ames, Alan Ewald have served probably in the background. You may know that they are elders, but they don't lord it over you. They don't walk around like royalty. Their task is behind the scenes to spiritually guide this church. And that isn't the big things up front. That is behind the scenes, like having your hand on the rudder and guiding this church in the right direction. There are other men sitting out here today, they know who they are, who have served as elders in this church and who are godly men. There are other men who haven't served as elders, I could mention names again, who are godly men and who are influences in this body. But nothing in a body of believers is more important than godly men. The New Testament makes that clear when it says that when Paul gives instructions to Timothy on what to do with the early church, he says, you find the godly men. And he tells them him what those godly men are like, what their characteristics are. So, Lord, I thank you for the godly men you have brought to this body of believers. And then I am going to just park on one. I want to thank God as well for one of the results of those godly men, which is Gary and Shayla Anderson / Armstrong. Because a year and a half ago or so, we embarked on a new adventure for us. We asked the Lord to guide us in a search for a person who he would bring us. We asked him to bless us with something fairly specific. We needed to have somebody who could guide the young people spiritually through the minefield that there is today for young people. And the young people, you don't know you're walking through a minefield. You're oblivious to it, but you are. And it is a dangerous minefield today. And so somebody with spiritual maturity, but we specifically asked that somebody who would understand that word, grace. We asked for somebody who, no offense, Gary, a little bit older. Somebody who had some senior pastoral experience who could bring that to bear. And some of you know that we went through month after month after months. And I think there were a few times when people were saying, come on now, you know, we're not going to get everything, so let's go ahead and get something. And the elders, I thank God. Thank you, Lord, for the elders who said, let's wait and let's let the Lord provide. And I get a message one day on my computer, is the position you have filled? And I wrote back one word, no. And I waited, and I got no response. So then a couple of days later, I wrote back and said, were you asking for, I didn't even know who it was, were you asking for yourself or for somebody else? And that was the introduction to Gary. And then Gary came down and decided he didn't want to be here. But we said, well, Gary, that's okay. God's not done giving you the correct answer yet. something like that. But thank God for His faithfulness, and thank God for godly men all around this auditorium committed to Jesus Christ, following Him. It's a wonderful thing. Let's sing a song, and then we're going to go eat.